Well, I think Jacob, we didn't know what to expect, but I think the thing with Jacob is he played a really solid game. He's got a lot of poise with the puck and plays in straight lines, made some good decisions, and he's pretty much carried over the preseason into the regular season. We thought he might have jitters a bit, but I thought that he was excellent in the game. And what we have to keep in perspective is that it's one game at a time. He's a young player, you know, so let's not heap all kinds of expectations on a young player. He's done well, and we're happy for it. And
just curious, with the amount of ice time you got with David?
Well, he was playing pretty solid. He's in the top four pairing, and you have two offensive lines that you have to deal with. So if their offensive lines play a lot, you try to match that up, although you don't get the last change. Charlie Huddy's the one that makes those decisions, and he makes it based on trust as well as we do. You know, so if he's defending well with his partner, then he gets the minutes. And, you know, there's a process with young players as well, is that you have to put trust in them and help show them the way, but it's been easy for us to do that the way he's played. Yeah, I was happy with the fact that we got some production out of some different people. I was happy that our young players stepped up and played pretty well. The way the structure of the game was, it taught us that, it showed us that this is part of a process. We've got a long ways to go. We've got a lot of teaching to go. And the other thing, you know, we recognize, excuse me, we won the game. But we also know we're fortunate to win the game. I think it's important to recognize that we don't want to be separating our shoulders right now, patting ourselves on the back. There's a way to play the game, and we're still trying to get to that process.
Is it fair to say it's a good thing when the team itself forces each other to be better?
Well, I think the competition is what you're looking for. And in that game, I thought there was a lot of excitement in the game. It went back and forth. I found we didn't have very much patience in a lot of the team play, and we were trying to do too much, and I thought that created some issues. But having other players step up and perform really helps. It helps with the balance of power into the team, which I think, as we talked about before, it's the motor that drives the, you know, the engine. Well, I think Mark has been feeling better since he scored the goal in the preseason, and he's been feeling better about things. I think the one thing that's helped him is when we went to Banff, I think that he was able to get to know his teammates more, feel quite a bit more comfortable there, so I think that's helped him. So I think progressively every game he has had more of a comfort level. I think he feels like he belongs here and can make a contribution here, and I think when he went down and scored that goal, I thought it was a great goal, you know. And I think that slowly he's just recognizing that he's just trying to get better every day, and I don't think he's looking at the big picture at the end. I think he's taking it day by day, and I think that's helped him. And I think he's feeling energized physically as well. And I think a lot of that comes from creating offense a little bit, you know. But he's been dependable in a lot of ways. I liked him in the game. He did a lot of good things. Well, I think the thing that Jacob, as I said before, showed us is that he's more or less carried his game through the training camp. He's used the training camp, the exhibition games. If you look back, the exhibition game the first game we played in Belleville, and that was a pretty daunting task for him and a lot of the players. But I think he has progressively gotten better, and he has kept the stability in his game. So he has, to me, he had a lot to be confident about, and he's a guy that. He's the guy that plays the game with a lot of, how can I say this, a lot of enjoyment in the game, and I don't think he puts too much pressure on himself. He's just trying to improve every day. But I think that, did it surprise me? No, because I see the building blocks. He's just trying to continue to improve, and he's not trying to do things too radical. And to me, he's slowly just trying to get better. Doesn't seem the thing I notice the most about Jacob is his composure. He's composed and he doesn't get rattled. Yes, he's going to make mistakes, but he keeps things in perspective. It's hard for a young player to do that.
Did you have the minutes spread out the way you wanted to amongst your forwards last night, or did the special teams play?
The answer to that would be no. I didn't. Wasn't the amount of minutes I would have liked to play the Slater line more. The penalties and power plays played some things into that. You're in a game that you're down, you're up, you're trying to catch up. It's just the objective, really. You'd like to get everybody involved. I would have liked to play them more, and it's something I'm well aware of.